Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Minister Black. Praise the Lord. I'm going to open the line for you just for a minute and ask you, would you do our scripture reading tonight? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. I'm going to tell you where it's coming from. If it's going to be difficult, then don't worry about it. It's Psalms 145:11.
Actually, what does it say?
It's talking about the glory of God. I'll read the first part of it. I'll tell you what. I'll just have you just go and do our prayer. I'll call you for prayer, okay?
Okay.
All right, then.
Because,
I'm close to
yeah,
a minute
because,
till I'll call for you. Praise God. Just
okay.
Hold on. We'll do prayer in just a few minutes. Bless the Lord.
Okay.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little one whom him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yeah, Mother, when you come on right now, we're going to ask you to pray in a few minutes, okay?
Hello?
Mother, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
You go ahead and do our prayer tonight. So can you come on in a minute, a couple of minutes?
Okay.
All right, love you. Praise the Lord, amen. I don't know where my guest is right now, but we'll give her a few minutes. Praise the Lord. The prayer warriors are not on the line yet. We are not. Glory to God. We're going to slow this train. We're going to give him glory, give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, you know what? I could ask my brother to sing a song for us tonight. Praise the Lord. We'll ask you, I can't remember the last song that you sung. Praise the Lord. Would you sing that tonight for us right now? Just for praise while we're waiting for the prayer wars to come in. They're a little slow tonight. So give us one of those selections that you gave us not too long ago on the phone. Father, we bless you. You're so worthy of the praise, and we want to welcome you all to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Hallelujah. Welcome you into the glory of the Most High God. We are going to glorify him, magnify him. No man gets the glory, just God. He may use the vessels that his glory may be manifested, but to him be the glory. Thank God, glory to God, as we prepare and wait for our speaker tonight, Evangelist Lauren Benjamin. But in the meantime, we're going to go forward, glory to God, and have our brother give us a little small selection, glory to God, Minister Black, and then he'll be reading our scripture, and then we'll have our prayer by Mother Evangelist Alexander. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, receive Brother Black for this little praise song before he does the scripture.
Amen. God bless. I believe somebody else might have to read the scripture because
no, you're not reading the scripture.
I don't know that. Oh, I am singing the song. And
okay, yes.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I got it mixed up. You're going to sing this song, Mother Alexander. I got to give her the scripture, and you're going to do the prayer. Remember, we switched it up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Okay. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, set the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, set the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Mother Alexander, I do apologize because I sprung it on them real quick, and you too as well. But would you read the scripture? We'll be coming out of Psalms 145, starting at the first verse, and read it to the seventh verse.
Praise the Lord. Give God thanks and honor. He's worthy to be praised. Psalms 135. Praise
no,
the
ma'am.
Lord.
No, ma'am. 145.
145. I thought you said.
Yes, seven. Ma'am.
Okay.
Apologize. 145, 1 through 7.
Psalms 145. I will exalt thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy work to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter thy memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. I read Psalms 105 from 1 to 7. May God bless the reading. Amen, amen. That's from 1 to 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
My computer is trying to act up tonight. It's ridiculous. Oh, my Lord. I'm going to have to ask, it won't open the line for Brother Black, so I know it's bringing on you the last minute, Evangelist, Prophetess Anum. Would you do our prayer tonight, because I can't get the line open. My phone is active. No, it is open. I got it. Never mind. Brother Black, Minister Black, you go ahead and pray.
Oh, hallelujah, God. We just give you praise right now, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, this evening, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for taking us all through the day. And it's only because of your grace, God. It's only because of your mercy. And we don't take this for granted, God. Lord, without you, we couldn't wake up in the morning. And we just say thank you, God. Even this evening, God, I just pray, Lord, that you send your anointing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, if we ever need you before, Lord, we need you right now. God, send a fresh word hot off the press. Lord, bless the fivefold ministry in their respective places, God. But, Lord, we all pray and touch and agree that you get the glory this night, God. Anoint, touch the lips of clay from your people, from the one that's going to speak tonight. Yes, Lord, move by your spirit. Give us a rhema word, God. Word with clarity, God. Fill us till we want no more, God. We bind the hands of every satanic and demonic activity, God, who tries to hinder, deny, Lord, who comes against, Lord, what you have orchestrated tonight. We put them in its place. Every assignment, we curse it, we reverse it in the name of Jesus, God. And we usher in your praise. We speak, Lord, that your angels encamp around about the woman of God right now, God. That she'll speak your very oracle. Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way. We decrease as you increase, God. In Jesus' name, release, God, the angels of God to encamp around about her. Even this message, God, let it come forth with power, God. Paul said in your word, I have not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Touch every person on the prayer line tonight. Let their hearts be filled, God. Lord, that we can receive your untainted word, God. Oh, in Jesus' name, remove burdens, destroy yokes of bondage. Have your way this evening, God. Your word go forth. Doesn't come back void, but accomplish whatever you sent it to accomplish this evening. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We give him praise. We give him honor. He is worthy of the praise. What a mighty God we serve. Every day is the Lord's day, and we thank God for being a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Thank God, glory to God, for even our brother and sister being on, glory to God, on their post and open to the Spirit of the Lord, even if it's something done last minute. Be ready at whatever given time, because sometimes things change and we have to, glory to God, plug in wherever God bless or do it. Thank you, Evangelist Mother Alexander, and also Minister Black. Praise God and praise the Lord for my sister. About to put her on Prophet is a new on her on the spot, but the Lord bless. I do appreciate each one. We bless God. Praise God. I was looking to see whether my first speaker was available. I was not, let's see, using a different number tonight. Minister Loring, let me open all the lines temporarily. Just no one answer, upset her, please. Because evidently, I'm not open all of them, but trying to figure out that she used a different number tonight because she's not on. And she is our first speaker. Elder Cook is already available. At this time, is Minister Benjamin on the line? Evangelist Lauren, are you on the line? Evidently, I may have to make a call, not unless she got her time wrong. Praise the Lord. Evidently, she's not, but I really wanted her to come on first. Praise the Lord. But we're going to have to end up using our elder in the name of Jesus first. Praise God. If you give me a minute, let me do this, just in case she has the time wrong. Praise the Lord. We don't want to leave no dead space out there or not. So my brother Black, since he's our songstress tonight, give us another brief one, probably about 2 or 3 minutes, or you can sing the one that others didn't even hear. Just not put that one out for me. Praise God.
Yeah. My, oh, praise God. My sins were higher than the mountain. And the Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing then higher than the river. And the Lord sanctified me. It was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. When the fire came. When the fire came. It was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came and the Lord sanctified me. And the Lord sanctified me. My sins were higher than the mountain and the Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing like the river, and the Lord sanctified me. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, when the fire came, when the fire came. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, and the Lord sanctified me, and the Lord sanctified me. My sins were higher than the mountain, and the Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing like the river, and the Lord sanctified me. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, when the fire came, when the fire came. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, and the Lord sanctified me, and the Lord sanctified me. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came, when the fire came, when the fire came. For it was glory, hallelujah, when the fire came. And the Lord sanctified me. And the Lord sanctified me.
Praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
My brother. Praise God. Thank God for you being available. Praise God to be our minister of music tonight. Praise God. But I'm not sure what happened to our first speaker. Did she get her dates wrong or what? I just called the prophetess, too, and she wasn't sure that she get the dates wrong. So we are definitely going to hear from our elder tonight, and our theme is glory, glory be to God. But God given each speaker a topic, glory to God, for under the, God be glorified. And that's for our theme all week for glory to God. I suppose of an elder, Minister Benjamin Lauren tonight, and then Elder Becky Cook, our other seasoned speaker. We'll have her come on in just a moment. And then remember on fourth Sunday, we'll have Evangelist Hubbard Ely Carmelita. And then on that same night, we'll have none other than Prophetess Alicia Noon. But at this time, praise God, and that's going to be our theme all month for these young people, bringing forth the word that God be glorified. And I believe it's going to be a powerful impact on our lives, because I'm believing God to move in such a miraculous way, and it's going to even stir their spirit as well. We thank God, glory to God, tonight for Elder Cook, which you have heard her before, under the leadership of Apostle Mary Burton at New Hope Deliverance Ministry. This is a seasoned woman of God that God has blessed throughout the years. I've seen dynamic growth even before God blessed for her to be called into the ministry. And when she was called in, Lord bless her, just be one to be, just to have some things that speak into her life what many others have. And she accepted her call, and God has really blessed and used her. She's also administrative at the church with Apostle Burton, and she, glory to God, is a dedicated woman of God and committed to service. And her pastor is really proud of the growth in her, and also the integrity of this woman and how she stands, glory to God, walking, glory to God, in the call that God is placing. He just recently elevated her from just minister or elder, into elder, glory to God, and now she's Apostle Burton's assistant at the church. So that's telling you something about what God, and Apostle Burton is a no-nonsense preacher. She is really dedicated to the service of God, and God bless her to be a shepherd and really train, glory to God, the people that come. But you have to have a heart to want to submit to the will of the Lord and for your leadership, especially when they're good leaders and they're concerned about your soul. So I thank God for this woman of God. She's married, glory to God, to man of God that is deacon in the church as well. So we thank God for the ministry in Elder Cook as well. Praise God. I'm getting a call in from Minister Lauren. Hold on just a moment. Praise the Lord, my dear.
Hey.
Praise the Lord, my dear everyone. I do apologize. And my speaker, today is the first Sunday. Am I wrong or right? Anybody can respond to me? This is the first Sunday?
Yes.
Well, how all of you all got on the line tonight? Did I announce
it's
this Sunday?
It's second Sunday.
This is the second Sunday?
No, but this is the first Sunday. You should be on in the second.
So how y'all end up on the service at night? I don't understand.
I don't know.
He has it right.
I don't know either.
He told me Elder Cook was tonight. I thank you very much for Elder Cook being online too as well. Elder Cook will speak tonight, and evidently our other speaker will speak on second Sunday. I do apologize because I did say second Sunday for the longest, but I don't know how we all end up on the first Sunday. But I'm going to take that. But it's a blessing for all of y'all to be online. I don't know how that happened, but praise God, you're online. We're going to hear none other than Elder Cook tonight, praise God. And my sister, you have an hour and 15 minutes. You don't need all of that. Then you can just, whenever God finish with you, that's under the anointing, then so be it. But I want to introduce you to another other than the woman of God, praise God, know the word of God and walk in it, and also a prayer warrior too. She knows how to pray and get a prayer through, and we praise God for her with not any other ado, not any other setbacks or any other delays. We're going to give God glory because I have no idea how all of you all on the line on the first Sunday, and we're having service on second Sunday for the word. Now, you know God has a plan for our lives, and we just got to go with the flow. And I want more of him as him be glorified. So without any further ado, we want to introduce you to none other than our speaker for tonight, Elder Becky Cook, glory to God, out of New Hope Deliverance Ministry under the leadership of Apostle Mary Burton in Columbia, South Carolina. The floor is yours, my dear. Let God have his way.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I give God glory and praise and honor for today. I thought it was me, but I give God glory that I am a week early, but God is still God, regardless
yes,
of what comes, where goes. So I trust him. I trust him. So I just honor him for who he is. To Apostle Hubbard, this great woman in her own right, I love her. Such a powerful force in the ministry. I give God glory and praise for who she is and always seeking the Lord's face on my behalf. I don't take it for granted. And for that, I am grateful to my Apostle Mary Burton. I love her with everything on the inside of me. A powerful woman in her own right, one that saw fit to do everything in the Holy Ghost that Apostle Hubbard said before I got on the line. So I give God glory and I give him praise for the wisdom that he has placed on the inside of her and for the teaching that I set under weekly. So I just honor God for that. For my husband, it's Super Bowl Sunday, so he's on the other side because we got a house. Our family came up, so to him, even on tonight, and the word on tonight that I have, it is be careful what you birth out of frustration. And I just thank God even for the topic that placed on Apostle Hubbard's heart, to be careful what you birth out of frustration. And so we're going to go to the throne of grace. Y'all just bear with me. I'm going to pull myself fully together in a minute. Father, I give you glory and I give you praise for who you are. I thank you that you are God in my life, the head, the one that I look to, the one that I seek guidance from. And right now, oh God, I need you to hide Becky completely behind your cross in the name of Jesus, that they won't see, hear anything but you on tonight, oh God. I'm pulling on you as never before. You bring this word alive on the inside, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and I give you praise. And I thank you even for this time that you've blessed me to be here, even trusting me with your word, oh God. I don't take it lightly, so I give you glory and I give you praise in all things. And I thank you for it, oh God. Amen. I need to sing a few, just a little bit of this to help calm me down. I need the
came
said, talk to the rock. Let me back up here. And it said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. Here he gave them instruction. Gather the congregation. Now I need to prove myself one more time. Get them together. And Moses did just that. He got the people together. And out of his frustration, instead of doing what the Lord say and say, speak to the rock, Moses stood up and he hit the rock twice. But God being God, the water still broke forth out of the rock and did exactly what the Lord said. Whether he hit the rock or spoke to the rock was going to give water because God said it was. But out of frustration, he hit the rock twice. You know, this is where y'all have gotten me to. Y'all done pushed me to the edge where I can't even just speak to the rock. And God took offense to Moses for what he did. Because when he said, speak to him, not speak to it, but speak to him, and it's going to get forth, it's going to give forth your water for the congregation. But Moses, after he hit the rock out of frustration, it says that, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given thee. So here Moses, what he just burst out of his frustration was disobedient to the Father. And out of his disobedience to the Father, he lost his right to cross over into the land that God had promised before he even came on the scene. God had made a promise to Abraham that I'm going to give y'all land. One, not just any land, but flowing with milk and honey. So in this time, we can't allow someone to come in and frustrate us to the point that we disobey God. If God says speak that thing out of love, you have to speak it out of love and compassion. But if you give it to him out of your anger and your frustration, you just disobey God for one. And God couldn't prove himself in this instance the way that he was going to show them the love that he has that comes out of compassion. It's the pandemic going on. We've been in this thing now for almost a year. And there's some crazy stuff have happened. And people say it's because they've been on lockdown for so long. And out of their frustration of not being able to go where they want to go, do what they want to do, they've done some things. They've said some things. And God said, I'm not pleased with it. And when I say they, I'm not even talking about the world. We're talking about God's people, the one that say, I know him, I serve him, I follow him. But out of frustration of some things with this pandemic, you know, we've said some things. And God said, I'm not pleased with it. But what you're bursting out of your frustration is disobedience. And this is a time as never before that we have to be obedient to the word of the Lord. What God say that we have to do, because man is making it up as they go along. But the God we serve isn't making it up. He already know the end of this thing. He knew it before it came here. It only caught us by surprise. But God say, it didn't catch me by surprise, because nothing that is made was made without me. Someone had to get permission from the Lord to do some things. And he's saying, out of your frustration, obedience, because your obedience is what's going to carry us on through not just this pandemic, but through our walk with him. We're saying we're walking down here on earth because there's a heavenly home we're trying to make it to. But you don't want to miss heaven out of frustration and disobedient to what the Lord is saying. Because once our eyes close, it's at work while it's day. Because when night comes, no man can work. And so we have to be obedient while it's yet day. Because if we're going to try to get obedience in our laying down, you might not get that opportunity. I give God glory because his word never changed, even though it seemed like this world that we're serving in is always changing. But the word of God is sure, is nothing else. And we just have to make sure that we're obedient to the word. Some we may take as a hard word, and we say, Lord, I don't know about that. It's because it's that flesh that has to die even the more. The more flesh die, the more the spirit of the Lord is going to come alive and may be life. And we want that life everlasting, and so we have to let flesh die on every occasion that we get. Sometimes we want to walk around and like, I got this, God, I got this, God, I can do this, God. And he said, no, you can't do it without me. You can do it, but if you do it without me, then you're doing it in error. Because being children of God, we have to stay under his covering. You're never too old to say, I've arrived in Christ. And that's what frustration do. When you get frustrated, you need to feel your own power under your own feet. You want to stand up and, you know, assert your authority and say what you need to say so you can feel that you're in control of some things. But it's a time as never before to get on our face like Moses and Aaron did when the people was contending against them. It's nothing they could do but go before the Lord and lay on their face. And the presence of the Lord met them there. And I give God glory. He's the same God, and he's the one that's still yet meeting us where we need to be met at. And so it's like, God, I can't do nothing but pray. I can't do nothing but lay on my face and wait on you, because if I move without you, I might mess something up in my own thinking. Never let us never as Christians get to the place where we think we've learned some things. And, oh, I got the knowledge of that now, God. But God said, you don't even understand. When you try to go past me, when you try to go ahead of me, you're going to get to a place that you shouldn't be in that time. I may be sending you there. And frustration, you know, it bursts all kind of different things. But disobedience to the Father is one that it shouldn't burst on the inside of us. Because when disobedience comes, nothing comes out of disobedience but sin. And when sin has matured, it bursts nothing but death. And we don't want to die prematurely, especially in this time. We want to make sure that we're seeking his face, especially now, more than ever. In even the little things, God, I know I can go, but should I go? I know I can do, but should I do, Lord? Let me not move unless I know you're saying what needs to be said to me in this hour. And I give God glory, and I give him praise, because even now, they say we can do some stuff. And God said, not yet, not quite time yet, but everybody else is doing it, Lord, but it's not your time yet. You just hold on one more day for me, and out of your obedience of that one day, you're going to see God held some stuff, you know, held us back and allowed some other stuff to pass by. And then in that day of waiting, your blessing was there waiting on you. I give him glory because he said in this 2021 year, and it is manifestation time. And I heard the powerful woman of God say, God said he's going to do it with you or without you. This year, he's going to do what he said he was going to do. He's going to bring some promises to pass. But if you're out of order, if you're out of place, I'm still going to do what I say I'm going to do in this season, in this hour. You're just going to miss out on it. So it behooves us not to get frustrated and birth disobedience from out of it, not obeying the voice of the Lord. It may seem sometimes like it's a small thing that, okay, God, I hear you, and I'll do it later. But God said, when I said do it now, I need you to move now, because what you're going to get now, you're not going to get the same revelation in a little bit. And that seemed crazy to say why the word didn't change. He said, but what I need to put in you the very second, I need to give it to you right now. You may miss next day, next week sometimes. Say, okay, God, yes, you said I need to spend fellowship with you. What did you want to say? And God said, I wanted to talk to you last week. What I was going to bless you with last week would have made this week a whole lot easier for you. You wouldn't have to the go through seem like so much, the breakthrough so much. You could have just walked through. So we have to make sure that we are hearing the Spirit of the Lord when he speaks in the small things, that we say, yes, Lord, I give you glory. Thank you for caring about me enough, for loving me enough to even speak to me. Out of everybody in the world, you took time out. You care enough about Becky to speak to her, oh God. And so, you know, it behooves us just to say, Lord, you want to spend time with me? We should be so excited that, oh God, it's Becky you're calling on. It's me you're saying you want to talk to. It's me you want to impart something on the inside of. We can't think of ourselves more highly than we ought. Like, God, you know, I've arrived. I got a title. I have a position. Oh, yeah, I know you're going to speak. I know when I call, you're going to show up. I know when I look you. God said, no, no, no. It's not that. We have to back ourselves back and make sure we're obedient even in the small things. Because the God we serve, we must give him his full glory. We must glorify him in and through everything. And I just give him glory. And the theme is God be glorified, because he has to be. Our life should glorify him in every area, every aspect. He should be getting glory out of it, not just in the church, but on your jobs for the ones still working. When you walk through the stores, if someone isn't so pleasant with you, make sure you're still showing forth the glory of God and you're pleasant with them. Because someone can catch you and frustrate you right quick, and you can go to a place that you thought you was delivered from and end up in error. And God say, no, you have to make sure you're giving me glory even in the hard things. We call it hard, but even in the hard things. Women say, oh, they're offending me, Lord. It's okay. But you be glorified in me. You be glorified through me, God, because this life I'm living to represent you. You and you alone. Not that I'm in private and, oh, God, I can take my hair down and no, 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 no. But I have to glorify you when no one seems to be looking. Because one thing I know, you're always looking. And so I just thank you. I give you glory and I give you praise. And over in Deuteronomy 34, when it was time for the children of Israel to cross over into the promised land, Moses got his final conversation about that he wasn't going to go. The Lord allowed him to look over and see the promised land, but he didn't allow him to enter in. and Deuteronomy 34. It says, and Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Paragoth, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan. And I want to jump down here to verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go thither. So Moses and the servant of the Lord, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord, and was and he buried. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab over against Peor, Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his scepter until this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abate. And the children of Israel went for Moses into the plain of Moab 30 days, so the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And in here in Deuteronomy, the Lord allowed Moses, because he struck the rock instead of speaking to it, he took him so he could look over and see. And he let him know, this is the land that I promised to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that I was going to give for an inheritance to the children. But you can't go. God is a man of his word. When he said, because you didn't allow me to be sanctified, you didn't trust me enough out of your frustration, that you can't move on with them. Here he is, but God was faithful enough to let him know, you brought them thus far. But because of you, Moses wasn't weak. His eyes wasn't dim, even at the age that he was in. I can say he was in perfect health. And God said, no, it's time for the children to move forward with the promise that I made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But it's time for you to rest now. It's time for you to sleep. Because they're going to have to leave you here so I can go ahead on with the promise. Because when God say a thing, it's coming to pass. Whether you're there to go over with them or not, it's going to come from out of not being frustrated till we disobey the voice of the Lord. So I just give God glory and I give him praise, even for who he is. And just for even letting me know, even out of frustration, you still have to do it God's way. We still have to do it God's way. And so I just thank him for who he is on tonight. Apostle Hubbard, that is all that I have. Don't disobey God out of frustration. Don't let your frustration birth disobedience. To God be the glory.
Praise God. What a mighty word from God. I'm telling you, I knew in my spirit the Lord has given you that, after giving you that topic, that God was going to give it a mighty word for the body of Christ. Don't let, glory to God, your frustration, bursting frustration, glory to, don't let, say that again. I can't even get it together. I got tired tongue. Say it one more time.
Don't let your frustration birth disobedience to God.
Isn't that something? God can give you something and you've been unforgotten. The Lord bless you. Praise God, woman of God. Truly, I bless the Lord for you. You did a marvelous and wonderful job of bringing not just some potato chips and hot dog. We got filet mignon, collard greens, cornbread, glory to God, dessert, peach cobbler, everything was covered. This was so powerful of what God has given. And this is an hour. Is that Pastor Bird saying something? Hello? Oh, I thought that was the apostle saying something. But anyway, God bless in a mighty way for you to bring this word tonight. And then And if we can really look at ourselves in life, there are things, glory to God, that cause us to be frustrated and aggravated and whatever, and we miss God. And even, glory to God, even like Saul, God gave him an assignment. What did he do? He did it part. We cannot do anything God gives. You can't do it on a part-time basis because that's just disobedience. If you don't do it all the way God said, then, glory to God, you'll end up walking in disobedience and then causing that to be canceled or delayed, whatever that blessing or that plan, glory to God. But thank God the way she was saying, even if God got to raise somebody else up, my words, you raise somebody up, God's plan going to go forward. So when we think, okay, glory to God, there's one person or this whatever, and I'm so great in ministry and articulating the word, or you're the head of the glory to God, the praise team, and because you got this wonderful voice and whatever, oh, they can't go do without me or whatever else. Whatever the enemy try to trick us with, God don't need us, glory to God, to think that everything stops, glory to God, when he raises up. So we can't get ahead of ourselves. I don't want to get all caught up. Glory to God, this woman brought a powerful word. Don't let, glory to God, your frustration allow, glory to God, allow things to frustrate you and to birth other things contrary to the will of the Lord. So we bless the Lord and thank God for you. I'm not going to go any further with that. I'm going to ask if there's any prayer requests, but I want to ask the prophet while she's on the line, is that God give her anything at this hour to speak or say, and then we'll take the prayer requests, and then if there is one, something that was on somebody's heart for the elder to pray about, we will take that and then take any remarks, because I know your heart had to burn with this, the anointing of what God spoke tonight. But at this time, Prophet Bird, you have any? I hope I ain't cut nobody off. Can you hear me, elder?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then, because my screens have started jumping all over the place on this computer. But anyway, Prophet Bird, is your line open? You know, it's a trick of the enemy. Does anyone have a prayer request until we get back to the prophet? Would you hold on a minute? This screen, I have several screens popping up, glory to God, on top of what this devil is alive.
Praise. Yes, he is.
Yes, indeed. With a powerful word like this tonight, we are not going to accept nothing else that he's... Oh God, what in the world? You would not believe about 5 or 6 screens up. Don't have nothing to do with tonight. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, God, we give you glory, praise, and honor. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me see where you are. Father, in Jesus' name, bring us back to that screen, wherever. I don't know why these other things are popping up just all over the place. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Elder, if you had anything else to say, a couple of words, why encouragement or whatever, while I try to get the screen back in line so that we can receive what God has for whatever need to be said tonight.
Oh, praise God. Like I said, I just think I thank God for Apostle Hubbard for even considering me to, you know, to speak in her ministry time. Powerful woman of God, like I said earlier, one thing that the Lord has proven himself, whatever she has said to me over the years, and a lot of in the past. And so I just give God glory and praise for being in the presence of
God.
One working for the Lord even now in our time, in our day. You know, we look back at all the ones that's done so much powerful work in the Lord, and sometimes we miss the one that's still in our midst. And mm-hmm. I just thank God for the apostles he's blessed me with, the one in my pastor and in Apostle mm-hmm. Hubbard, faithful women in ministry.
We thank God for you too. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Okay, I've got you now. Thank you so much, Elder Becky. Pastor, you can go ahead.
Praise the Lord, saints. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I enjoyed that message so much tonight, because we don't understand that, and this is something that God has been speaking to me, that sometimes there are opportunities that will come to us, but timing is very important.
Amen.
We need to get instructions and do it when God say do it.
Amen.
And we need to do it the way God say do it. So
yes.
Many times we're either in front of God or we are behind God. And God is saying in this season that he wants us to be so in tune with what he is doing right now, today, at this very moment. And when he speaks to you, your obedience is very important.
Mm.
So we need to hear God in this season like never before, because I'm telling you, the times that we're in, we've never been here before. And God is doing something in this season behind the scenes that we cannot see with our natural eyes. But we got to focus with our spiritual eyes and hear him and act upon what he says. Obedient is better than sacrifice. And as she talked tonight, even though he seeked God and did what God said, he did it his way. And it cost him something. It cost him from going into the promised land. And I want to say this to you today. Don't let what God is speaking to you in this season abort that God has entrusted in you. Let's be obedient to what God say. God bless you and thank you, Becky, for that wonderful message tonight. It was much needed, and it was on time. Praise God.
Oh, bless God for you, ma'am.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Prophet. It's very blessed the Lord. And, Elder, I do want, before I say time to get away, and I know you have to go because you have family, I want to acknowledge the spirit of the Lord in you, of your obedience, to even though the date was wrong, you are still on your, you were so, glory to God, tuned into the spirit of the Lord, that the Lord blessed, and you didn't slack. You didn't bring halfway. You didn't turn back around. Oh, I got company in the house, and my husband this. Oh, I got to, you know, get back to them. You floated. Now, you, God's going to bless you tremendous, because your heart is after God. You want to please God, and you want to be available. It's not just lip service. Some people will say that, even sometimes in leadership, and they are not on their post. There's got to be critiqued a certain way, or they got to have a certain amount of money before they can come or do, or it's inconvenience or whatever. But we are bought with a price, no more our own. And you're exemplifying that. Even though it was supposed to be next week, I don't know how God did this thing, but he ordained this night, because for the people that's supposed to be on second Sunday, I had a lot of people online on the Monday, on the Sunday night, and it's first Sunday. So I'm like, God, I got to get in touch. Where's the speaker? But no matter what, you were in tune. So we're, God ordained this, and that word was powerful, and it was much needed for leadership on down to, glory to God, preparing even for babies coming into Christ.
Amen.
I bless God for your obedience, and I speak continued blessings and overflows, spiritual, natural, and physical, on a level you never experienced before, because you have shown that you are about kingdom business. And I know if I call you a leader, but I'm no, told her don't worry about it if she can't make it online, but I want to know the date was changed. But I know she wants to know that. Oh, well, thank you. Just to say, I know she got to be proud of this woman of God, about how God bless you. You know her personally and how she work in ministry, but you can see as she go out in the land. She's kept, oh, Shama Kotareba Sitiya. She's carrying the good news of the Lord with a spirit of integrity about kingdom business, not because of a title, not because, glory to God, a space was available. She is about kingdom business. So, Pastor, I thank God for you. I want to give time now for, I can say more about this lady, but I want to give time now to give honor to her pastor, apostle, to speak anything God put on her heart. And if anybody do have a prayer request, they want to come up higher, or the Lord bless, and you need strength or encouragement, or just blessing the Lord for the word tonight, we'll give space after the apostle. Apostle Burton?
Oh, I'm coming. Praise the Lord.
I heard you talking, but I wasn't hearing you call me.
Well, yes, I was talking about you, giving a space
am
for you,
I on?
For the young lady. Mm-hmm.
Am I on? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am,
you are. Yeah.
Okay, I bless the Lord for tonight. I tell you, I missed some of it, but I caught what I could, and I give God the glory, because we, as people of God, we got to be obedient to God. I thank God for Elder. I'm just grateful to her for standing in the gap in such a time as this. And I thank the Lord, because just like you say, she had other things going on, but she stopped and took the time, and that's what we got to do. We got to make time for the Lord when we don't make time for anybody else. And we got to walk in obedience to the Lord even when we don't feel like it. So I thank the Lord for what I heard through her. I thank God for how he's using her on the prayer line, in the church. Amen. She's a blessing to the kingdom, and it's a blessing to hear. And I was thinking as she was talking, thought about Saul. She talking about missing out because of your disobedience. And I was thinking about Saul. I don't know if she hit that or not, but Saul missed out because of his disobedience to the Lord. And we don't want to miss out these days. We need to be in tune with the Lord so we can do what God is calling us to do no matter what. So I thank God for Apostle Hubbard, amen, calling me and letting me know, because in the church today when she said, Brother Cook said next week, and I was saying, no, tonight, Anna. She said, no, Pastor, it's next week. So
next week, Pastor.
I had done got kind of comfortable and kind of laying back. And when you called me, I'm like, what she talking about? Ain't tonight. But bless God for what my ears heard. Amen. And I thank God that he's an on-time God. And I thank God for him having on-time people. Amen.
Amen. I didn't want your pastor not to know, even though the error was made on my part, like I was letting her know. But I tell you, you were on the time that God put this timing up. That's what's so wonderful about it. When God's timing, he have an appointed time, being able to be sensitive and flow with
Amen.
Those people that was on the line on a Sunday night without even being, I say, God, I was just, my mind was like, wow. Even when I found out I was had the wrong night, it was like people kept coming on. So, God, you're so good. And then I called a few. But I bless the Lord for you, my dear. If there is any more remarks or prayer requests so she can get back to her family, is there any more remarks? We'll take a couple of them and let give honor unto the Lord to let her be released to get back to her family, because she's done the job that God has called for her to do. So we're going to make we'll take maybe two or three just comments, and we'll make it real, like 2 minutes, so she can go.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
I
enjoy every word that you said. Thank God
Praise
for
God.
Your time. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. I just want to thank Elder for the on-time word. I needed that word because, like you say, we got to give God, be obedient to God even in our frustration, and start letting other things take our focus and being tuned to what God is saying. So I thank you, Elder, for that word.
Amen.
And continue to let God take you up the high heights and be the death in you. I thank you. Amen.
God bless you. I am full to overflowing. I am overjoyed. I give God the glory. God was ministering to me about the same thing. I had a project, and I was going before the Lord, and it didn't come through. And God said, well, wait. And so I put that project up, and I'm waiting on the Lord. But then again, But my brother and I, we were talking, and he said, watch what you say. And I always continued every day just to watch what I'm saying, even when I get mad. Roots of bitterness springing up in me. And things like that. Now, and I want to be open. I want to be clear before the Lord, full of the Holy Ghost, not anything else. And I thank God. I'm pressing. It's only by God's grace. But I'm telling you, you're full of the Spirit of God. You was led by the Spirit of God. I mean, your territory is going to be enlarged, and everywhere you go, it's going to get greater. The anointing is going to get heavier. I thank God for you. You're right where you're supposed to be, and I glorify God in Jesus' name. I thank you so much for that message. Amen.
Bless God.
Yes, praise the Lord. Elder Cook. Okay, I just thank God for the word on tonight. As I was sitting there, I was sitting here at home, and I was thinking, I say, what is the night? Is the night the first Sunday or the second Sunday? And it was just like, I said, well, I don't know. I don't think we're supposed to be on tonight. I said, but I'm just going to get on, call the prayer line and just see if anybody on there talking. And so when I call it, and that's when I hear Pastor Hubbard was talking, a prayer. I think she was talking. And so I said, well, thank you, Jesus, because I need to be on here tonight to hear this word, because it was really good. I enjoyed it. I enjoy every bit of it by being frustrated. Yes. Oh, yes. Sometimes, yes, I do get frustrated. I know I shouldn't. But I do, and I have to ask the Lord to forgive me, because I do get frustrated sometimes. Sometimes I just want to get somewhere in my home where I can just get nothing focused. You know, I want to focus, and I can't focus like I want to sometimes. And it's just a lot of things that be going on out there. But I get frustrated, and in the middle of the night is the only way I can just, everything is quiet, and then I can kind of focus a little bit. So I just thank God for that word, because I want to be what the Lord wants me to be, and I know I got to be obedient to do what He wants me to do. So I'm just asking you to pray for me, that I'll be able to have that ear to hear what the Spirit say, and not only just be a hearer of the word, but do what He have me to do, and be able to be obedient to what He asked me to do. So I thank you for knowing that or not. I did hear him, because I got on the phone, because I was planning on doing something else. My daughter had something else to do, and I said, no, I got to see what's going on tonight.
Praise
so
God.
I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word. Praise God.
Miracle working God. I'll go ahead and make that, since she made a prayer request out of it, Elder Becky. I know some of us, all of us, got someplace in there that this word brought truth to us, that, you know, conviction in some area, but Mother McCormick just made a request with her, so would you go ahead and pray, and I think that'll cover us too as well. Well, being
yes.
frustrated and just letting go and letting God.
Father, we give you glory and praise for who you are on tonight, O Lord. You heard the prayer request, and you know what she's seeking you for, the timing, O God. Ha, I pray even your peace over her life, even now, in the name of Jesus. Ha, that she will, even in her anger, not sin, O God, and in her frustration, ha, she'll still hear you, O God, and be obedient to your word in the name of Jesus. She's trying to get to you, O God. Let her be like Moses and Aaron when they went and fell on their face before you, O God. Ha, give her a clear vision, O God, a clear space, that she'll be able to hear you, O God, and get up and do exactly what you say, O God. Ha, let her not hit the rock, but let her speak to him in the name of Jesus, so you can be sanctified through it, O God, that you can prove yourself mightily in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise, O God. Ha, that she'll hear you so keen, O God, in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, and she'll move out in that very thing that you speak to her spirit man, O Lord.
God, that her household will come compliant with your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let a peace that reign in that place, oh God, that has never been there before. Your peace, oh God, that there be such a freedom of liberty, in the spirit, oh God, that when you speak, she'll grab that word and she will act upon it, oh God, not just hear, oh God, but she want to be a doer of the word that you speak. In the name of Jesus, and for everyone that tuned in on tonight, oh God, I give you glory and I give you praise out of sheer obedience to your word, oh God, your spirit, that they're on the line tonight. You bless every household, oh God, every person in the name of Jesus. Move mightily, oh God. You're just setting us up, oh God, to see you move in the earth realm as never before. In our lifetime, God, in our season. So we give you glory and we give you praise. Even for Apostle Hubbard, oh God. Even though in the natural it seemed like it was error, oh God, but in the spirit, it was your timing. Glory. So I give you glory and I give you praise. Even for her, she could have said, y'all, I made a mistake. We're just going to tune in next week. But she followed through, oh God, with the assignment that you placed at her hand. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. And I give you praise, oh God. And I thank you even for my church family that always support me, oh God, in whatever that you place at my hand to do. And I ask you now to touch even now in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to call Sister Jenkins out, oh God, because she is one that is after you as never before, oh God. Meet her where she is. In the name of Jesus, you know where she's going, oh God. Give her a glimpse of your glory that's before, oh God. And she just reach out far enough. She can touch it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and I give you praise. And I thank you for my apostle, oh God. Woman that cheers me on, push me on, and chastise when I need it. So I give you glory for her love, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It may not always feel like I want it to feel, oh God, but I know it comes out of a place of sincerity and to see me go further in you than where I already am. So I thank you. And I give you glory and praise because she could have not answered the call tonight, oh God. But she did, and I give you glory for her, even now in the name of Jesus. And as we get off of this line, oh God, let us find a place, even in the business of what's going on around us, to still commune with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us never get too busy, oh God. To take time out to stand in your presence, oh God. Bow in your presence in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and I give you praise, oh God. For this time is your time, oh God. And it is all about timing in the name of Jesus. You man of God. Let him know that whatever you say, hold off right now, God, that you have a timing that's like none other in the name of Jesus. Let him continue to speak kind words, oh God. Even when someone isn't speaking kind words at him. And I give you glory and I give you praise for all your mighty men and women on tonight in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory. And I give you praise, oh God. And even for the word that's going to come forth on next week, oh God. You have thine own way in that speaker in the name of Jesus. Let her speak what thus says the Lord on a level that will even surprise her own intellect, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and I give you praise even for this ministry, oh God. One that you've called in this hour, one that you've made attainable, oh God, in this hour and in this season. So I give you glory and give you praise. And I know it's going to go even further than where it's at, oh God. So I just honor you for what you're doing, even and through this ministry in Jesus' name. And I honor you, God, for you and you alone is worthy. And you get your full glory out of your men and women in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Jesus. Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just want to give thanksgiving tonight because you did this, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto you, Lord.
Thank
you for your loving kindness, for your service. Thank you for this word, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah for encouragement. Thank you for direction and correction, Lord. Nobody can do it like Jesus. And God, thank you for glory to God. You ordained the time. Glory to God. So we bless you and thank you for the prayers that just went forth too as well. Bless your servant. Keep her covered under the blood. Bind up anything and everything that would try to come up against her. Use her for your glory and more. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless and your will be done. We give glory, praise, and honor. Next week we will have Minister Lauren Benjamin. Thank God for the woman of God praying for. We are thanking you, Lord God, for Minister, glory to God, Kamalita Ely, and also Minister Anum, glory to God, it's Lord bless, and if he leads me, then I'll split those days too as well, in the name of Jesus. But we bless God for what he's already done. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, woman of God. I praise God for you. I pray blessings upon your family and that you enjoy your evening with your family. Thank God, glory to God. I tell your husband, we praise God too for carrying on and blessing that he have a blessed woman of God in his house. Amen, amen, amen. That will be obedient to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So bless the Lord, Apostle, and all the men and women on the God on the phone. We praise God for you. Pray blessings on your angels be encamped, and have a blessed and wonderful night. We'll be online for prayer on Monday night for those that can join us. And we just love you. All our meetings are always at 7:00. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Angels be encamped, and we speak life, health, strength, and wholeness. And all for his divine touch for those that are in need, glory to God, or finances right now, or whatever the need is in your house. We believe in God, move on your behalf as you continue to submit to his will. Amen and amen. We love you. Be blessed.
Amen.
Shalom.
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 Love you.
Shalom.
Oh, what a mighty God. Glory to God, mighty God. Woo, Jesus, I bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.